Welcome to another episode of the Unfiltered Love Podcast. That was the first time I ever said this. I started right there because I wanted to capture a little bit of this moment. She's like giggling really hardcore right now. It's good. So if you did not hear last week's episode, it was recorded 4 minutes before this episode. So this is all a continuation. This is a nice little two-episode parter, and that episode was about stress, and this episode is about breakups.
Wow,
and
breakups are stressful, so this is all related.
She's just making fun, because we had an ad read last week for Adam and Eve, and it, I just, like, said something that, like, I didn't want to get in trouble. You know, you want to, like, be good for the brand. And I said, and Adam and Eve's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, but, and it's sex toys. And I, like, started to go down this improv path where, like, it's sort of dangerous. And I said, you know, it was like, if we're all adults here, like, adamandeve.com filter. And I was like, and if you're not an adult, and then it was like, my head was like, danger, don't say anything bad. And I was like, you're going to be an adult someday.
If you're not an adult, you will be someday. And I was like, because you said if you're not an adult, my whole body went, you will be someday.
It's true, though.
Good advice.
Remember when you were, like, younger than the sixth graders and you're like, dang, they're so old.
I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
Super old and key.
So old and cool.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, today's episode. It is past 2 a.m. This is now officially the latest episode we have ever shot. We are leaving for tour in a few minutes.
By the time this goes out, we'll be, you know, pros, right?
Yes. If you're watching this episode, we know all of our songs. We got, like, jokes. We're good on our tour. So you need to come out to the imperfectlyhumantour.com and you need to pick up a ticket. Because this is a tour that you do not want to miss, because it's awesome. Yeah.
I'm really excited about it. I think that the songs we picked are really cool. All of mine are super sad and slow and depressing.
Yeah, you really did. Like,
I don't know. I just gravitate towards.
We, like, have somebody who's, like, playing Cajon, and, like, then we, like, started rehearsing your songs. It's like, yeah, okay, don't play on this one. Yeah, don't play on this. God. Don't play on.
Sorry.
Man, really, just, you should not play on any of the songs that she's singing. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I gravitate towards, like, darker, slow songs.
That's cool.
Yeah, but we pick it up with some things. Broken and Beautiful is fast. Mm-hmm. Mona Lisa is fast. Mm-hmm. A lot of years are fast.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's fine.
Yeah, no, we got a good variant. I got some slow ones.
And then the very end, we came up with a very, I'm not going to give it away.
No, we are not giving it away.
No, I'm not giving it away.
You want to know about the end.
Yeah.
It is amazing. It might come out in a video someday.
After the tour, though, because, like, it's honestly, I could not think of a better way to wrap up the show. It's hilarious. It ties so many things together. And I think people are going to potentially piss their pants.
Oh, my God.
Like,
I know we're still packing, but
yeah.
I only brought 5 towels.
Oh, no. Well, you're selling towels.
Oh, you're right. I am selling towels.
There you go.
Those are super limited. But if you did not know, I've been promoting that I would be selling towels as a merch item someday for years, and people have been waiting for towels. Because think about it. Shirts, they come and go. Towels are forever. So
Wait. Isn't the slogan diamonds are forever?
No, it's towels.
Towels are forever.
Yeah.
Forever. Wait, what's the thing? Is it? Aw. Towels are forever.
Ever, 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 ever. Anyways. Okay, stop that. Stop that. Okay, it's no more dry humor. Anyways,
Oh my God.
I have towels on tour. So make sure you head on out to the shows. Okay, so today's
episode about breakups.
It's going to be all about breakups. Have you ever been broken up with?
I've gone through breakups.
No. Have you ever been dumped?
No.
Yeah, neither have I. Yeah, sweet.
No, but, like, I still kind of feel like I have been.
Oh, it hurts.
I guess kind of in some situations, but I feel like most of my relationships, there was never a moment where I'm like, it's just not working, you know, or that I, like, stopped caring, or that I, like, I don't know. It was always, like, an abrupt traumatic thing because they did something horrible that made me in they it like left me where I couldn't do anything else.
I guess like, that does sort of feel like a breakup.
I felt like I
was
like I guess technically I ended the relationship, but did I? Like
no, it's like someone, no, this has to end because that was messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
So like I don't really know.
No, yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. More like yeah, that's
like yeah. So it's kind of a gray area ish. So I just that's why I'm like I've been part of breakups, obviously, but I don't know. It's hard to be like I broke up with all of them because like I feel like I didn't have a choice. Obviously,
yeah,
didn't have a choice. So
where do we want to? Where do you want to start?
Ah, God. Well,
Do you remember early breakups? I don't really remember like. Trying to think if I remember like a really early breakup.
I remember breaking up with my high school boyfriend.
I remember that. But I was trying to think below that.
But oh, come on. Are you going to go back to summer camp?
I was trying.
That doesn't count.
We never broke up. You just.
See life you next goes summer. On.
See you next summer. It's cute.
Goodbye. See you next summer.
Yeah. No, it was more like, hey, I'm going to come out to your bat mitzvah. We'll play spin the bottle. It'll be real nice.
I didn't have any cool shit like that. Like, hey, I'll see you at confession. I'm like,
did you do that?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Will I get to do that?
No. What do you mean? Why?
I don't know. Like, can we do that sometime? It's not like a
thing. You want to go to confession?
It's in all the movies. That's like the thing. They sit next to the guy and they're not supposed to look at the guy and the guy talks and then.
It's really not fun.
It's not?
You're not missing out. It's weird.
Oh. Yeah. I sort of... Well, maybe for a video.
Yeah, for a video, sure.
Okay.
By all means. Oh, my God, that'd be a great video.
I would so do that.
Going into confessionals and just saying, like, horrible things.
Well, I think just a Jew in a confessional is funny in itself.
It's been my whole life since my last confession. Actually, I've never had a last confession because I'm Jewish. Why are you here? I don't know. My girlfriend used to be religious, but isn't anymore. And then you would give this like long-winded explanation that makes no sense because you always like overshare with people.
I do overshare with people.
When's the last time you did that? I remember we were...
Probably at AT&T. Oh, at Verizon today. I didn't need to tell them about the tour.
At Verizon? No, but I remember... Where we stopped and got Dairy Queen?
Uh-huh.
Once on a road trip back from Phoenix after visiting your grandma... And we stopped in and we got like blizzards or something. And the girl was like, okay, here's your blizzard. And you're like, thanks. We're on a road trip.
We're on a road trip. We're like, we're driving around right now. Yeah, no, I
she's like, cool.
Like, where are you going on your road trip?
So that'll be like $5.
I like to tell people like about what's going on and like have real conversations because usually they're just doing their jobs. And like when you can connect with them, especially people who have like horrible phone jobs. Like, well, what do? We do the car insurance. We put our car insurance. I don't have car insurance anymore. I dropped mine. And now I'm on her family plan. That's the cutest thing ever.
It's just me.
Well, we're a family plan. And when we got to tell the insurance people, it was like.
Well, no, because she had to ask, are you guys friends or married?
And we said,
and that those are the only options.
And we said, well, we have a relationship podcast, and we thought it was sort of funny. Anyways, we started.
I wonder if she is.
She wrote down Unfiltered Love. She probably listens.
Sup?
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, let's talk about breakups.
Yeah. I don't think before high school counts.
Okay, fine. How about fine high school?
I remember that one was actually a breakup. I actually broke up. There was no horrible thing there, but I just...
Please tell me. I'd love to know.
Well, I dated him for a year and a half, and he was very controlling and very jealous, and I'm going to sound super cool right now. Get ready. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm on. Yeah.
For me to be really cool. Mm-hmm. I was president of the National French Honor Society. So I would stay after school with my French class and we would like do fundraisers. Actually, we raised enough money to go to Montreal, which was really fun.
We're going to Montreal on tour.
On tour. Imperfectlyhumantour.com. But I would, you know, I would stay after school and I would work on that. And I would get home later and I would get like yelled at. Why didn't you like come hang out with me earlier? I'm like, because I was at school trying to get scholarships for college and that was like a fight. And I remember thinking that that was really weird and it happened all the time. So
did he think you were like...
I broke up with him.
Oh.
Yeah. I remember like, I think it just got under my skin for a long time. And then on graduation, I had, because we have like the white gowns and then the, so girls wore white and boys wore blue. So under the white, like when you walk on the stage, the lights make it kind of transparent. So you have to wear white underneath, otherwise people can see what you're wearing. And I put on a white like dress, everybody had to wear under the gown. And he was like, that's so beautiful. That's what you'll look like one day when we get married. And I was just like, oh.
Next.
Ugh. And I remember like knowing in that moment, like, oh, I shouldn't probably feel like grossed out by that comment. So I ended up breaking up with him.
If I was him,
mm-hmm.
and I knew that you were staying way too late at the French Honor Society mm-hmm. every day, I would say that you were full of crepe.
How long have you been sitting on that joke?
Like a minute and a half. like a full minute and a half. She started talking about a white dress. My eyes just glossed over. And
I did notice that. And that's what you were thinking of?
I got it. Just wait for the time. Just wait. Hold up. Here it comes.
Is this how your brain like normally is functioning? You're just trying to like throw in a pun?
It's honestly, it's hard on our relationship. Because I'll say stupid stuff at bad times.
You do.
But I can't help it.
You can.
No. It's like when you have that thing, when you hit the thing with your knee. I have that.
Reflex?
But with jokes, I have that. And it's like, oh, no. What's a hen weigh? What's a hen weigh? I don't know what a hen weighs. Oh, a pound and a half. Like, no. Anyways, it's a problem.
It's so funny because your dad is the same way.
Yeah.
He makes jokes all the time. And it's funny because I've heard like some of the jokes he makes. I'm like, oh my God, David says that.
No, actually it's genetic.
Yeah.
It's when it's passed down like that, it's actually called a Greek urn. It's a scientific thing.
Anyway, I remember your dad. I'm just going to move on.
No, you're not going to.
I remember your dad made some kind of joke. We were walking to Danny's graduation and your dad made a joke and your mom was like, oh my God.
Like he was just starting the joke.
I have heard this joke so many times. Why do you make the same joke? And she like went off and she like kept talking and I thought it was so funny. I'm like, oh my God, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
And I don't even know because she's been, how long have they been married now? 30 years?
No, they're 32.
Oh, yeah, obviously you're
probably 32.
Okay.
I'm going to go 32.
That's a long time to be hearing the same jokes.
Yeah. Yeah, we're coming up.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, we got some time.
We're almost at 32 years.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Sure. But that was my first breakup. And then I've had more explosive ones later on that sucked.
Oh, we'll get there.
Do we have to? We can totally skip. You know what would be great?
It's just skipping breakups?
Just skipping my breakups. Let's talk about yours.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's how it is. You don't want to. I'm going to just talk about
mine. No, I'm happy to talk about mine. All right, here we go. Where you go? High school. I think I might have talked about this on the podcast. We had an episode that had an element of discussion about this. Anyways, I used the fact that we were going to college as my escape route. Because I, you know.
Oh, yeah, I remember you telling me this.
And that was the plan. I wanted to go to college. And, you know, we already were together for a few years. And I knew I wasn't going to marry her. And she was awesome and nice and helpful for my growth as a human. But, yeah. Anyways, so did I tell you this part of the story? With sorry? I don't think I told you this part. Oh, this made it worse. So she never drank all throughout high school.
Oh, you did tell me this.
Yeah. And she never drank. And she wanted to experience drinking for the first time ever with me. So the night before we were to break up, and also like I would drive to my college in Oregon, she wanted to drink. So I was like, all right, like, let's play a drinking game. Not that I'm, like, an expert at drinking or drinking games or anything. And I was like, all right, what do we have around here? I was like, all right, we got, like, chess. Like, I don't know how to do drinking chess. I was like, sorry. So I saw sorry. And I was like, all right, yeah, we can do drinking sorry. Let's do that. Anyways, I was like, all right, so you're going to take a shot every time you say sorry. And so we played drinking sorry. And in that game, when you, like, land on the other person's player, you're like, sorry. But it actually happens a lot. So her first time drinking was the worst. She was like the most alcohol poisoned out, like it was that kind of thing. And so I spent our last night together, we were both hungover, helping her, like nursing her over the toilet.
Oh no.
And then it was like the worst hangover for both of us because we were up all night dealing with this. And I had to leave her, and I dropped her off at her home, and I took her to her bed, and she lied in bed, and she was just bawling her eyes out. And then I had to grab a laptop, and I had to bring it over.
Oh no!
So that we could change our Facebook statuses from in a relationship to single, because she also didn't want me to do that later. She wanted to do it together. And so then I had to leave her crying in her bed. And drive away, and then drive to college. Like 5 hours, took 6 hours to college. So hungover. And I just remember like getting my picture taken that next day, just being like, I want to die.
That's a really sad story. Every time you tell me that story, I feel so sad.
Yeah. She made it through. She's not hungover anymore.
That's good.
Anyways, yeah, that was a sad story. Okay, your breakup now.
It's so amazing, too, that the game you guys played was Sorry.
Such a bad idea. I haven't played Sorry in a long time. We should try it sometime. I won't think about it.
Well, before I get into my crap, I think we should take a break.
Oh my God, take a break?
Take a break.
Let's do it.
All right, and we're back.
And we're back.
Fun break. No idea what happened there.
All right. Speaking of breaks, you were telling me a story about your breakups.
I feel like I don't even need to tell stories anymore. Like, the whole internet knows about my shit.
I recently subscribed.
No, you didn't.
I just started subscribing. All right. I just hit the bell with the notifications that everyone should already hit on both of our channels and this channel. All right. Sorry. That was
what a
my
sellout.
Lecture.
You're such a sellout.
Sorry.
ImperfectlyHumorTour.com. Yeah, no, I feel like the internet knows all about the last shitty one, so I'm just going to skip it. I've had breakups that have been really difficult just because, have you ever broken up with someone and then been like, no?
What do you mean, no?
Yeah, they were like, I tried to break up with someone one time and he was like, no. Like, I don't think this is working. No. No, I think that maybe it's best if we don't stay together. No. I was like, what do you mean no? How do you say no to that? Like, what are you going to do?
Well, what if you didn't have a good reason?
I had a good reason. I had a real good reason.
No.
So I just remember being like, what in the hell is that? Like, how are you going to enforce that no? Like,
never.
That's
never
a little scary.
It is a little scary. I've never been in that situation.
Yeah, and then, like, he literally stood in front of the door and was like, no, we're talking about this until you love me again. And I'm like,
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
That was worth a try.
But that was, yeah, it was a very weird breakup.
Hmm.
I guess.
Okay. So I guess do we go back to me now?
Yeah, your turn.
Okay, cool. All right, so my next breakup. Let me tell you all about it. We were not doing too hot. We were long distance. We had been together for, oh God, it was like 6 years. And it was just sort of like distancing ourselves from each other. We would go days without speaking.
Oh, that's bad.
Mm-hmm. Not texting much. And I was finishing a record. And I had a deadline that I needed to get the mixes into the mastering guy by to make the record hit the deadline. So I rushed. It was so stressful, but I finished the mixes. And I was so sleep deprived, and I hit my deadline. It was like the worst. And I drove like 3 or 4 hours to where she happened to be for those few days. It was the only time I was going to get to see her in person for the next like few months. Mm-hmm. And so I drove there, and I like saw her, and I like saw her family, and like I'd be like, "Hi, everyone!" And I was like, "All right, like let's go out to dinner." And like we went out to dinner, and then we like got back, and it was all like normal, you know, like it didn't bring up anything weird. And then we like got back to her house, and I was like, "Hey, like, I brought you your snowboard." And she was like, "Okay, cool." So I gave her her snowboard back. Actually, I gave her her snowboard back originally, like right when I got to her house. I was like,
"That's
hey,
like kind of
a sign."
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyways, when I started the breakup talk, the first thing she said to me was, "Oh, that's why you brought me my snowboard." That was the first thing she said to me.
Oh.
Broke up in my car, and I was so sleep deprived. But the breakup didn't hit me until driving home from that. Like, mm-hmm. I was, like, probably, like, a little, like, colder about the emotional, like, when we were together talking about it. Like, yeah, like, I'm not, you know, growing apart, whatever. And I had this drive, and it was at night, and it was over the mountains, over the Cascade Mountains in Washington. And that pass can get sort of treacherous. And I was just by myself in my little, like, black Honda Accord, and I was bawling my eyes out. Mm-hmm. And it was a windy mountain, snowy road. And mm-hmm. I was just crying so hard. And anyways, I got home safe.
Wow.
And
I was like almost not expecting you to say, because I know you got home safe, but it seemed like you were leading to something there.
No, that was it.
Yeah.
Time goes on.
Jesus. It's so weird for me to hear your stories because it's like watching a movie. It's like, wow, that's like crazy that happens, that people like break up.
Hearing about your story is also like a movie.
It's just strange for me to imagine a breakup that doesn't end in hellfire.
Yeah, no, amicable.
Yeah, weird.
And like,
you know, you does not compute
for yeah. everyone, and you know, you don't want to hurt them in the breakup. You mm-hmm. hope that it's mutual,
mm-hmm.
and it sort of is. Mm-hmm. Because everybody at the end of the day knows, like, hey, if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be kind of thing. It's usually really hard to get there immediately.
Yeah.
And that's sort of where you want to go with it. Very hard to work up the courage.
Mm-hmm.
And then my next breakup would be an example of not really being able to work up the courage for...
a long time.
A year, 2 years?
Jeez. That's crazy. Yeah, well, I mean, I guess I can kind of relate. Kind of.
Yeah.
But... that sucks. Yeah, it's just strange for me to imagine situations that are not immediate. Like long, drawn-out things where you have conversations and are respectful. It just blows my mind.
I've only had that.
That's so crazy. You live in another planet. It's fine. No, I'm not saying it's fun, but it's just very different.
No, it's tough. And then, you know, when I can give advice to other people, I'm like, don't speak to each other. Mm. Hard cut. But, like, that's never that easy.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's always, it could be anything that sort of, and it's usually the same things of why you stay together. Honestly, like, a lot of the stupidness of staying together is like, oh, I can't, like,
mm-hmm.
her birthday's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes this holiday when we do this thing. And, like, mm-hmm. So every few months, there's always going to be something that you, like, feel obligated that you don't want to upset the other person about a breakup. Which is not the reason to stay together. All right, you're up.
Well, I feel like I recently got dumped.
Is this a joke? Are you going somewhere? There's a joke.
I am going somewhere. It's not a joke.
Oh, you're going there already? No, it's way. You got.
Yeah.
No, you got another 3 or 4 minutes.
No. I don't want to talk about my last one. I'm done with it.
All right, I got one more.
All right, go ahead.
My other breakup, we already actually were sort of talking about it. Mm-hmm. This breakup had breakup talks every 6 months.
That's so crazy.
That would draw out in extreme anxiety for about, it was like 3-day, 4-day, like, conventions. like a conference, you know, you go to VidCon and you're like, it's like the
breakup con.
It's like breakup con for like 3 or 4 days of like, just like, we're not done talking about this. Like, maybe we still have to go out to this friend party or whatever, but then you get back home and then the next session is in and breakup con is back on and it's stressful. And that lasted for probably about 2 years of, you know, every few months we would have breakup con again and decide to stay together. And that was tough. And I think that it sort of got this like element of, I want to say like addiction, but it's like,
no, totally it is.
But yeah, it's an addict trying to get off something that they're used to. Mm-hmm. They need.
Well, it's comfort.
That's a huge part of
yeah.
it. And honestly, it was the comfort that sort of kept it together for so long. And then honestly, it comes down, then you got all kinds of weird shit, like money, where there's like money involved and like, oh, we have this like whatever. Like, you've got money, you've got bills, you've got rent, you've got property. Mm-hmm. We had to go around the apartment and like
divvy up.
Do sticky notes on who gets which things.
I've never really had that.
And it was like amicable. And then I'm like, well, I really want that. And she's like, bullshit, I really want that. I'm like, no. All right, I will give you more Tide Pods, and I want the thing.
Tide Pods?
Yeah, it was just a metaphor, I guess.
No, not really. I had a container, a Tupperware container, of like probably exactly 50% of your
Tide. I think it was probably counted out. There was probably 24 Tide Pods. We bought it as a joint purchase. And then I got a Tupperware of 12. Kudos to her for splitting it. You know?
I mean, I did my laundry with it, so.
Yeah, they, so yeah, that's.
And we're taking it on tour.
Yeah. So that's an element of, you know, I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Because I'm not gonna have one to do one of those anymore. I think.
How do you know?
It's true. I don't.
Gotta keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
You always do that to me.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to keep you like. There could be a flash mob at any point
There's
in time.
No flash mob.
You could be sitting.
I do not want a flash mob.
All of a sudden, you know, from the corner of the studio, could just be like, and it'd be like, oh no, Nala's got like a little feather on her head, and she's like, oh hey, take my little feather. And you're like, what is this? And then there's like a line of feathers.
I'm looking at Nala right now, and she's not about this story.
She's passed out. This episode is the only episode. These two are the only Unfiltered Love podcast episodes that Nala has been allowed to be in the room.
Well, the first one, she was barking.
It was like our test episode.
Yeah.
I was like, can we keep Nala in the room? And she was like, I don't know. And then I did. And then Nala started freaking out.
And now she's being an angel.
Yeah, we just have to, an angel.
Oh, an angel tippy angle.
An angel tippy angle.
So shall we talk about our recent...
It's so fresh.
Breakup?
It's so fresh, you know? Like, it's hard to talk about a breakup. Because sometimes, at least in this one, you know, we didn't see it coming.
Yeah. You know, it's hard when you don't see any signs of the breakup and then it just happens and there's no communication about it or any explanation.
And you think everything's going fine.
Yeah.
And
there were like, you know, normally you want to work on it. You want to like fix the relationship before it's just gone. You want to, like, suggest things? I mean, therapy's always an option.
Especially because you sort of put out, like, a plan. Like, a plan was always communicated.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we knew that there was going to be, like, hard times that we were going to have. And, like, that some of these things were going to just truly take time to develop.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes time to build a strong foundation.
Yeah. Sad.
People are probably really confused right now.
No. I mean, well, yeah.
We're like kind of joking around, but not really.
No, we're not joking around at all. This is like actually some serious stuff, you guys.
You guys.
Well, would you like to tell?
Why do I have to say it?
Well, look, I think you have had less.
It's really not
breakups that you had to do in the form of. I mean, honestly,
You were just saying, you were going with that is completely wrong.
Okay, well, that's usually how most of the words that come out of my mouth are. So well, honestly,
I'm glad you see it too.
Yeah. So this actually was the first time both of us have ever actually been dumped, which is hurtful. It's hard.
People are about to think we're like in a polyamorous relationship right now. That's what we're making it sound like.
We got dumped. Please.
We got dumped by our network.
So
they dumped us.
This podcast that
you guys are editing this right now. What the hell?
Our podcast editors that are editing this. And if this is in the episode, that's great. They're not going to edit this out. But this episode is the last episode with our network. They've been editing our podcast, and we thought it was going well.
We're going to keep doing it, though. So, like, this is not the end.
Unfiltered Love podcast is homeless.
No, it's not home. Well, I guess it's, we have to,
you know, but it's sort of like when you, like, get kicked out and, like, your stuff got thrown to the street, you know? Yeah. Sort of like that.
Are we going to, like, take a week or something to figure? No?
No.
We're going to get back on our shit?
You get right back on that little pony. So.
Yeah, like, after a breakup, you're like.
You get, we're going to.
Screw him. I'm going to work out and be hot.
Exactly. And you get on Tinder and you only swipe right. Guys, if you're listening,
is bullshit. Do not do this.
I'm serious. Look, trust me on all my love advice. I'm serious. Look what I did. It's because of the van. The van was a part of this.
And the van's
gone. The string lights that I have in the backyard. Anyways, look. We're going to get right back on that pony. So, yes, we are now a completely independent podcast. Any support that we had in the form of, like, editing and content help and distribution is now we don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So, between today when we're filming and the next time the podcast comes out, we're going to figure out how to release podcasts.
Well, and we're going to be on the road.
And we're going to figure out how to edit the podcast. Which,
tour
of podcast. Course, and it's going
to
be badass. Like,
yeah.
The edit's going to be awesome. Look, there's going to be sweet graphics, all kinds of stuff that you didn't even know we could do. So it's going to be awesome. The podcast is going to take a change, and it's going to go way more towards our voice, and we're going to be really finding our exactly what we want to do with it. So with that, more than ever, it's so important. If you are interested, please consider joining our Patreon, patreon.com/Jacqueline and David. We have fan questions that you can submit. We already know that we've been making a change in some people's lives with the questions that we've been able to answer and the community that we've been building over there on patreon.com/Jacqueline and David. So, more than ever, if you are interested in supporting this podcast, that is the place to go and check out the sweet rewards.
patreon.com/Jacqueline and David. Also, we're on tour right now. So
that's another great place to come say what's up.
imperfectlyhumantour.com. Hope to see you guys in person and on Patreon.
Yeah. So now that we're single, sort of exciting, you know? Like,
that's such a weird thing to hear you say.
No, but like there's like a silver lining in it, you know? Like, yeah, okay, it sucks. Like we have to figure a lot out and like we're like alone. I have to sleep in my own bed again. And I have to like brush my teeth alone again. Like
wow, this clip right here out of context in an episode about breaking up. Nice.
Yeah. Well, it's real, but like and so yeah, we got to figure that out. But like honestly, I bet there's some there's a major babes out there, and if we hit the town,
we sound like such creepers.
Look, here's the deal. You and I are on tour right now, and we can go to the gym and we can get jacked, and our Planet Fitness membership comes with free tanning at a lot of them.
I'm not getting
so the tanned. Next time look how pale I am in this episode. Next episode I am going to be so tan you are not going to even know who this person is. It's going to be beautiful.
I'm not getting in one of those.
It's going to be so... It's like Facetune.
Those are really bad for you.
It's like Facetune smooth. Just like... But like a browner tone. And just...
Just a little bit more leathery.
Just so glisteningly smooth.
A little bit of melanoma.
That's what I'm trying to go with. We're going to the gym. We're going to get tan. We're going to get jacked.
I'm not tan.
And we're going to take this podcast to another level. And we're going to get out there with those peacock feathers. And we're going to peacock all over everyone.
Wow. That's... all right, guys. What was that? We need to go to bed. What time is it? Like 3?
It's like, yeah, we're getting there.
We should go to bed.
We can't go to bed because we have to pack for the tour.
Shit. Well, this has been fun. It was fun while it lasted, and it'll be even more fun as it continues, and we can't wait to see you guys in the next episode on the road while we're on tour.
Let's go. hit the town as single minglers. Is that single minglers?
We just sound, but that sounds weird. We're dating still.
Yeah,
we're still together.
No, we're together. But just we're like
Jesus Christ.
We're not
anyway.
Together anymore. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? All right, cool. All right, let's get out of here.
All right. Goodbye.